Everybody on the line, stay right there. We'll get to you in the next hour, right after the news. Right now, though, every time we every Wednesday, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com. Andrew Morse is on the line. Andrew, how was life in the blogosphere, my friend?
Do you know that when I started blogging, there used to be weeks where I would find it difficult to find topics worth talking about?
Really?
Right about that. Hasn't been a problem, actually. For the last year or so, at least.
Yes, the good old days.
Yeah, so we have been. We've got a couple of posts up about Osama bin Laden, his eventual demise there. And I know hindsight's 2020, but I've been listening to your discussion this past hour, and it's just, I don't know if disappointing is the right word, but with all the meticulous planning that went into this operation, you know, the well-thought-out planning,
sure,
it's disappointing that somebody didn't think of this kind of this last part would be kind of important and make a decision on what to go, and that they didn't, you know, snap a couple of pictures of when he was on the aircraft carrier in a well-controlled environment that wouldn't be anything worse than what you're going to see on, like a couple of your callers have referred to, you know, on Law & Order or CSI tonight, and be able to put those out.
Yeah, I just think it's, you're absolutely right. I think it's just a matter it's just a weakness. It shows weakness, and I think it really is a form of negotiating, not with terrorists, but with negotiating with what the terrorists want to do with us.
You know, accepting it. This is what happened, this is what was done, it's over, we're moving on,
right.
Now here's the evidence, and on to the rest of life.
I agree with you 100%. I think it's, and to say it's like we don't need to spike a football, I got to tell you, that's a little weak to me. But.
And also, I was listening to your show last night. I think you did a great job with the new majority leader, Brian Newberry, and Joe Trillo there. You used the medium like it's supposed to be, and you let the people tell their stories and stuff. Did you know that this is actually the second time that Jack Savage, one of the representatives who's with Larry Earhart, has left the Republican caucus?
Really?
Yeah, we've got the story about the first time that he did it back in 2005.
Oh,
that is
a must read. Well, check that out. AnchorRising.com. Excellent. Andrew, thank you so much for your information. I have everybody go. AnchorRising.com, one of the best political blogs on the face of the earth, in my opinion. Lots of information up there.